إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again welcome all of you. Tonight we continue reading the explanation of عقيدة السلف. عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث of الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله. The explanation of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Al-Allama الوالد الدكتور الأستاذ ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين، آمين. We're still reading to you the explanation of the portion. As you know, we're still in the beginning of this book, in which Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى was mentioning the reason behind him compiling and reading this book. And it's about Usul Ahli Sunnah, meaning the Shaykh Rabi' said, meaning the Aqeedah. This book illustrates the Aqeedah, the creed of a Salaf al-Salih, the Sahaba, the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and whoever followed him upon that path of good. He said this usul, he has gathered usul in the aqidah. This usul that as-salaf as-salih, they were upon, they guide others to it, they call to it, call the people to this aqidah, to the creed. As the Shaykh Rabi'i says, it's not just they learned it and they act upon it and they go to sleep. No, they put efforts and they disseminate this creed, the sound creed. They taught it, they spread it, and they call the people to it. And in the same time, they warn the people against the false creeds and ideologies. قال ووالوا قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ووالوا في اتباعها وعادوا فيها وبدعوا وكفروا من اعتقد غيرها. He says this aqidah, this creed, Imam al-Sabuni says that the Salaf al-Salih, they were upon it, they called the people to it, and they warned the people against anything and any creed that opposes it. So likewise, وَالَوْ فِي اتِّبَاعِهَا وَعَادَوْ فِيهَا. So the religion is based on this. They love those who adhere to this creed, and they consider as an enemy those who oppose this creed. Rather, those who oppose the creed, which is the sound creed that is taken from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they consider such people to be whether innovators or even disbelievers, وَلْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. The Shaykh now, Rabi'i, he's gonna explain the statement of Imam al-Sabuni, وَكَفَّرُوا, they consider as disbelievers, those who oppose this creed. قَالْ كَفَّرُوا رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ مَنْ عَطَّلَ صِفَاتَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَأَنْكَرَ رُؤْيَةَ اللَّهِ وَقَالَ بِخَلْقَ الْقُرْآنِ. He says they consider as disbelievers those who deny the attributes of Allah, those who deny the ru'ya, those who say no, Allah is not to be seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah by the believers, and those who say that the Quran is created. And This is not from the way of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah. This is not from the creed of the Salaf. Rather, this is from that creed that opposed the Salaf, to deny the attributes of Allah, because the minhaj of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah and their aqeedah is that you affirm for Allah what He affirmed for Himself in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله لأن رد هذه الصفات بتأويلها وتعطيلها يعتبر في الجملة تكذيبا لله عز وجل ولرسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام خاصة إذا عاند الإنسان. He says because these people, the people of bid'ah, and oppose the creed of as-salaf as related to the sifat and the attributes of Allah, they give them a false interpretation. Others, they deny them at all. They deny them. They says, no, Allah, we cannot affirm for Allah these attributes. Others from Ahlul Bidah, they affirm these attributes, but they give them another meaning. They give them interpretation according to their desires, not according to the way of the Salaf. So he said, those people who do these things, actually they are considered as people who deny what Allah says. They belie Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah affirmed for Himself attributes, they says, no, there is no attributes. Allah has no attributes. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for Allah attributes, this innovator, they says, no. We don't affirm attributes of Allah, for Allah. So now they are belying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh said that's why Ahlul Sunnah, they consider this as disbelief. Especially, he says, if a person is stubborn. Especially if the opponent is stubborn. بِأَنْ جَاءَتْهُ النُّصُوصُ فَعَارَدَهَا وَعَانَدَهَا. So stubborn that the text clear from the Quran and the Sunnah come to this person who denied the attributes of Allah or interpret them according to his desires, not according to how the Sahaba understood those attributes. So this person who's upon the wrong path, of course, now the texts come to this person and they are stubborn. They deny the texts. They oppose them. And they continue being stubborn. فهذا يحكمون بكفره الكفر المخرج من الملة والعياذ بالله. Sheikh Rabi says such a person that they are on a creed other than the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as-Salaf as-Salih, especially as related to the attributes of Allah, the sifat of Allah, this person is wrong. So Ahlul Sunnah, they present to them the right creed. They present to the texts. Some people, if Allah was good for them, they like, MashaAllah, Jazakum Allah khair, and I was wrong. Other people, they stubborn. They're like, look, this is what they are upon, and that's what they stick to. He said, such people, the people of Sunnah, they rule them to be disbelievers, wal'iyadu billah. A disbelief that takes out of Islam. The Shaykh is going to explain more this point of takfir, because it's very important, as the Shaykh is going to say later on. Because it's not for anybody to consider someone who say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they perform the prayer, they fast Ramadan, and just like that he's a disbeliever. No, it's not like that. It's a very important matter. That's why the Shaykh Rabi'a, he gave it a little bit extra explanation. He says, وَالسَّلَفُ كَانُوا يُكَفِّرُونَ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ. He says, the Salaf, they used to consider the Jahmiyyah as disbelievers. And you remember, we told you who are the Jahmiyyah, the followers of Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. Okay? He says, the Salaf, they used to consider the Jahmiyyah as disbelievers. لماذا? Once again, has nothing to do with their skin or what country they're from. Because لأنهم يعطلون الصفات ويقولون بخلق القرآن. Why? Because the Jahmiyyah, their creed, they deny the attributes of Allah. The Jahmiya deny the attributes of Allah, and with that they say that the Quran is created. Walakin, with that, says walakin, however. So when you have this however, meaning there is an explanation. However, كما يذكر شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله عن الإمام أحمد ابن حنبل إمام أهل السنة رضي الله عنه. He said, however, as شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى in مجموع الفتاوى, the volume 12, pages 488 and 489. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى in his book مجموع الفتاوى in volume 12, he mentioned that al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Imam Ahl al-Sunnah radiyallahu anhu, he used to say, أو أنه كان يكفر الجهمية على وجه العموم. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say and consider the Jahmiyyah as disbelievers in general. In general, they are disbelievers because of the creed they are upon. Okay, because they deny the attributes of Allah, and from that also they say the Quran is created and other things. أما التعيين فلا يكفر بالتعيين فلانا وفلانا إلا من قامت عليه الحجة وتوفرت فيه شروط التكفير وانتفت الموانع فيكفره. He says in general that belief of Jahmiya is kufr. The Jahmiya, they disbelievers in general. As for applying this ruling on particular people, so and so, no, they don't, until the proof is established against that person. The ulama, they mention for a person to be a disbeliever, some condition has to be met. Some conditions has to be found in this person. وَانْتَفَتْ مَوَانِعَ, and also that person have no excuses. Because some person may fall into disbelief out of ignorance. He don't know, that's all he grow up upon. Okay, some people, they may fall into disbelief based on false interpretation and the like. So the ulama, they have certain conditions that have to be met and fulfilled. Likewise, those people, they don't have valid excuses. قال ما معناه كان أحمد رحمه الله يكفر الجهمية على وجه العموم ويكفر بعض أعيانهم ويستغفر لغيرهم. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to consider al-Jahmiyyah in general as disbelievers. And he used to consider some of them, some of the Jahmis and followers of this wicked sect, al-Jahmiyyah, as disbelievers. And he used to ask Allah to forgive the rest. يستغفروا لغيرهم يعني لمن ليس عندهم فقه وإنما هم مقلدون. Who are those people that Imam Ahmad رحمه وتعالى used to say, may Allah forgive them, even though they are upon the way of Jahmiyyah? He says those who doesn't have fiqh, they don't have understanding, they just follow, blindly follow the imams and the leaders of Jahmis. كبعض الخلفاء الذين وقعوا في تقليد وأسر الجهمية والمعتزلة وأمثالهم ممن لم تتوفر فيهم شروط التكفير فلا يكفرهم بل يستغفر لهم. So the Shaykh says, such as some of the خلفاء, some of the rulers at that time, who they fall into this عقيدة of جهمية and معتزلة by just adopting it without understanding really what it is. He said such people, he and the like of them, the Shaykh al-Imam Ahmad, he used to ask Allah to forgive them. And the like of them, that they do not fulfill these conditions that have to be met in a person that deserves to be a disbeliever, or that the ruling of disbelief to be applied on such a person. Such people, he did not consider them as disbelievers. Rather, he, rahimahullah, used to seek forgiveness for them. قال فليس التكفير هذا على إطلاقه وإنما هو مقيد. So he says, when a person hears that Imam al-Sabuni says that Ahlul Salaf, al-Salaf, whether the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the A'imma, from the great A'imma, from them is Imam Ahmed, and other than them, he says, they do not just, whoever opposed the decree of the Salaf, he's automatically a disbeliever. La, it's not like that. Okay? There is some details. قال شيخ ربيع حفظه الله وللبغوي أي الإمام البغوي رحمه الله في شرح السنة ما يشبه هذا الكلام والله أعلم فيما أذكر أنه نسبه إلى الأئمة أحمد والشافعي وأمثالهما أنهم يريدون كفرا دون كفر إذا كفروا أهل البدع يريدون كفرا دون كفر هكذا قال هذا الإمام الإمام البغوي نحو هذا الكلام لأن الشيخ ربيع says And Imam al-Baghawi in his book, Sharh al-Sunnah, he mentioned a statement similar to this statement of al-Imam, that Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned about Imam Ahmed. And he mentioned, Shaykh Rabi'i says, from what I remember now, that he attached it to Imam Ahmed and al-Shafi'i and other than them. Meaning that when they mentioned the kufr, disbelief, they mention the disbelief that is not doesn't take people out of Islam because the ruling of disbelief that take out of Islam it has the proof has to be established upon the people person has to be advised mentioned to that person that you're wrong in this and this and this and this is what is right if that person accept it alhamdulillah if that person does not accept it they try with that person they see What is keeping that person away from accepting the truth? Is it is a shubha? Is it a doubtful matter? What is it? Okay? But if a person, after they try and they make clear the haqq for that person, and that person know it clear now, there is no shubha. It's not like he's confused or imitating certain people. It's not based on ignorance, because people based on ignorance. Jahl also is one of the conditions. Now, the ulama, they rule that person as a disbeliever, وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ قال وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ عَاصَرَهُمْ شَيْخَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِنُ تَيْمِيَةِ مِنَ الْأَشَاعِرَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ فَمَا كَانُوا يُكَفِّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ قَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةِ The Shaykh Rabi'i gave another example. In the time of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, some 700 plus years ago, he says, there are people from the Asha'ira in his time. In his time, there was people upon the creed of the Asha'ira, which is a deviant sect as well. But he didn't consider all of them to be disbelievers, only those amongst them that the proof has been established against. The haqq has been made clear to them, but out of stubbornness, they continue to be upon falsehood, wal'iyadu billah. Qala, he mentioned, rahimahullah, لكن لغلبة الجهل إمام أحمد شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله says لكن لغلبة الجهل وقلة العلم بآثار الرسالة في كثير من المتأخرين لم يكن تكفيرهم بذلك حتى يتبين لهم ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مما يخالفه شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى he says because ignorance was prevailing at that time many people are ignorant And many people, they don't have knowledge of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amongst many people, he says. So therefore he says, judging them to be disbelievers is not taking place unless matters are made clear to them. That which the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with become clear to them and distinct from that which opposes it. Sheikh Rabi' he explained, قال يعني, يعني meaning here it means, يعني أن المعتزلة أكثر من الشبهات. He says that the Mu'tazila, look at the Mu'tazila, a deviant sect, they presented many doubtful matters to the people. Many doubts. And as you know, the ulama, they says, والشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع. Doubts prevent people from accepting the truth. They already thought this is what it is, okay? Don't let nobody talk to you. That's why sometimes you go to a Sufi, Tablighi, you want to call them to Salafiyah, they like, no, no. Why? Because somebody else told them, look, this is how it is. Don't you ever listen to somebody else, all right? Whatever they tell you, bring it to the Sheikh. And then the Sheikh will tell him, see, I told you that some people want to take you out of the path of Jannah. Shubha. So now they don't want to listen to you. The Sheikh says, because the Mu'tazila at that time, they spread many shubuhat, many falsehood. وَالْأَشَاعِرَ أَكْثَرُ مِنَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فِي بَابِ الصِّفَاتِ وَفِي غَيْرِهِ. Likewise, the Asha'ira, they have spread and disseminate many shubuhat and doubts. Many falsehood, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. In this bab of الصِّفَات or other than it. لهذا يقول الشيخ فيقال إن هذا الاعتقاد كفر. He says, with these people who they are suffering from shubuhat, because they grow up in an environment where people of Ahlul Bidah and falsehood, that's what they spread. They taught them and they spread their poison. The Sheikh Rabi'i says, you said to those people, إِنَّ هَذَا الْإِعْتِقَادَ كُفْرٌ. You said to them, this belief that you are on, and this creed is disbelief. You don't come to a person and say, you're a disbeliever. No. You tell that person, this belief you're upon is a disbelief. The creed you're upon is disbelief. Inkaru uluwillah kufr. Some people, they deny that Allah is above the heavens. Said the Sheikh Rabi'i says, you said to these people, denying the ulu of Allah is disbelief, is kufr. Inkaru ru'yatillah kufr. Some people, because they follow the way of the Mu'tazila and other Jahmiyyah and other than them, they say, no, nobody will see Allah, period, in Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Shaykh says, you say to these people, denying the ru'yah of Allah is kufr, is disbelief. وَالْقَوْلُ بِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ مَخْلُوقٌ كُفْرٌ. Likewise, those who say the Qur'an is created, you say to them, this statement is a statement of kufr, disbelief. Saying that the Qur'an is created is kufr, is disbelief. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى لِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ بِنَسِّ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. He says, because the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, by the text from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. وَالْقُرْآنُ يَرْجَعُ إِلَىٰ عِلْمِ اللَّهِ. And the Qur'an goes back to the knowledge of Allah. وَعِلْمُ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. And the knowledge of Allah is not created. See? And the knowledge of Allah, Allah's knowledge, is not created. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى وَلِهَذَا كَانُوا يعني السلف كانوا يحاجونهم يعني أهل البدع والضلال بالعلم. He said, that's why the Salaf, they used to debate and establish the proof against Ahlul Bid'ah with what? With knowledge, true knowledge. They don't just come and say, like, you got to do it our way, and we have more people like certain Ahlul Bid'ah, they do. We got more people now. You used to have more people and we followed you. Now we have more followers. You're supposed to follow us. This is not how we work. Ahlul Salaf, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they come to them, they say to them, you're wrong. Because قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is what the Sahaba they were upon. They use knowledge. فإن أقروا به خصموا وإن أنكروه كفروا. So now when Ahlul Sunnah, look, Shaykh Rabi' حفظه تعالى, he says, Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the followers of Manhaj al-Salaf, they come to the deviant, those who oppose the creed of the Sahaba, they tell them, you're wrong. Not because we're more than you, or we're from this country, you're from the other country, it has nothing to do with this. They say you're wrong because you oppose ayat and ahadith of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ and that which the Sahaba, they were upon. If they say, you're right, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, that's it. Now that's what they are upon, is falsehood. And if they deny the text, they disbelieve, walayyadu billah. See how it is? Like they say in English, they are between, their head is between what?
Stuck between a rock and a hard place.
stuck between a rock and a hard place. They ain't nowhere to go. If they accept the text, and they should, if they accept the text, meaning that what they are upon is falsehood, is wrong. If they deny the text, they disbelieve wal'iyadhu billah, because they deny the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. فقال كثرت عليهم الشبهات فلا يكفر المعين إلا بعد إقامة الحج عليه. So Sheikh Rabi Hawatali says, Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, in his time there were so many shubuhat, so many doubts and falsehood, many confusing things that the deviants and the innovator they put out there. So therefore, they don't consider a specific person to be a disbeliever until and unless the proof is established against that particular person. قال نقول. Then the Sheikh Rabi'i says, we say, إِنَّ عَمَلَهُمْ كُفْرٌ. He says, so when we see people like this, general people that they acting upon things that opposes those the Sahaba were upon, the sound decree, then we say that their actions is an actions of kufr. Their action is actions of disbelief. Du'a'u غَيْرِ اللَّهِ shirk. People they call upon other than Allah. He says, we say to them, calling upon other than Allah is shirk. Some people they slaughter for other than Allah. We say to them, the Shaykh, he says, وَالذَّبْحُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ shirk. Slaughtering animals for other than Allah. Because some people they slaughter animals for dead people, some for the jinn. He says, we say to them that this action is shirk. نقول هذا عمله شرك, شرك أكبر. He says, we say, yes, this action is an action of shirk, a major shirk. Major shirk. لكن لا نكفر صاحبه حتى تقام عليه الحجة. He says, but that person who was acting upon that shirk, we do not consider him a disbeliever until the proof is established upon that person. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى وأنا وجدت كلام كبار أئمة الدعوة في نجد أنهم يشترطون قيام الحجة والحمد لله ونقلت عنهم نصوصا كثيرة في كتاب دحر افتراءات أهل الزير والارتياب عن دعوة ابن عبد الوهاب. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, He says, as for me, he's talking about himself, I found statements of the great imams of this da'wah, da'wah salafiyya, in Najd. They make a condition for a person to be considered a disbeliever, that the proof has to be established upon such a person. Walhamdulillah, he says. He says, and I have mention many of their statements in my book دحر افتراءات أهل الزيغ والارتياب عن دعوة ابن عبد الوهاب. This is a book that Sheikh Rabi Hawatala wrote and compiled many statements, alhamdulillah, in defense of the da'wah of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahutaala against the false accusations against his da'wah by the people of desires and the people of doubt and innovations. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وهنا شبهة يلبغي الإجابة عنها. And then he says, now there is a shubha, there is this doubt, things that is not clear, and we have to make it clear. He says, we have to say something to make it clear. That shubha is, يقول بعض الناس, some of the people say, لا يشترط فهم الحجة وإنما يشترط البلاغ فقط. يعني يصل القرآن إلى الشخص أو النص من الحديث فبمجرد سماعه للنص تقوم عليه الحجة. Here is the shubha that the Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى mentioned. He says, some people doesn't make it a condition for the proof to be established upon these people, but rather if they know the ayat or the ahadith that say that's enough. Once you convey to them without establishing the proof against them, without making clear the matter to them, They said that's enough. The Sheikh, he says, meaning, if a person is upon an action of kufr or shirk, once you give to them a text from the Quran or a text from the Sunnah, at the moment they hear that hadith or that ayah, that's it. The proof is established upon against them already. قال أقول ليس الأمر كذلك. Then the Shaykh, he says, رحمه الله, he says, Shaykh Rabi, حفظه الله, he says, I say it's not like that. It's not like that. And then he mentioned ayats. He says, first of all, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, verse 165, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. But before that, he mentioned an ayah, the Shaykh, and then he mentioned another ayah in Surah Al-Nisa. The first ayah, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish a people or a village or a qariya until he sent to them a messenger. Until he sent to them a messenger. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah 165 in Surah An-Nisa. Before that, the Shaykh says, Ar-Rasul yuballigh al-hujjah. Because the messenger convey and establish the proof. Convey the message, establish the proof, the hujjah. And he mentioned the ayah 165 in Surah An-Nisa, رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُولِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Messengers as bearers of good news, as well as of warning, in order that mankind should have no plea against Allah after the coming of messengers. And Allah is ever all-powerful, all-wise. Sheikh Rabi'ah حفظه الله تعالى, he says, يعني جاءتهم النذر بالحجج الواضحة جاءتكم النذر بالحجج الواضحة فكذبتم. He says, meaning here, these people, proofs has been made clear to them. The message has been made clear, came to them and made clear to them, but they still denied. They still denied that which was clear to them. ويقول تعالى في سورة النساء, also in سورة النساء, verse 115, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And whoever contradicts and opposes the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the right path has been shown clearly to him, and follows other than the believers, way, Shaykh al-Albani and other from the ulama, he says the believers here is the Sahaba, the way of the companions. We shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination. Walayyadu billah. Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min ba'di ma tabayyana lahu al-huda. He says, Allah says in this Quran, in this ayah, min ba'di ma tabayyana lahu al-huda, after the right path has been shown clearly to him, has been made clear to him. قال فلا تقوم الحجة عليه إلا من بعد ما يتبين له الهدى فيعاند فهذا يكفر. He says the proof is not established upon a person until guidance, the truth, has been made clear for that person and they've been stubborn and reject the truth. After it's been made clear for such person, he says such person, yes, is a disbeliever, عياذ بالله. such person disbelieves. And also he mentioned an ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. He says, and our messenger, there's nothing upon our messenger except to convey and make clear to the people that which he was revealed to them. قَالَ لَمْ يَقُلْ الْبَلَاغُ فَقَدْ بَلْ قَالَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ الَّذِي يَتَضَمَّنُ الْبَيَانَ لِلنَّاسِ لِتَقُومَ عَلَيْهِمْ حُجَّةَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. He says here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just say that there is nothing upon our messenger except to convey. No, he says to convey by making things clear to the people. By making things clear to them, this is how the proof is established against people. This is how the proof. Not just to convey, but to make it clear, to explain it to the people. And ثم قال الشيخ وذكرت لكم أني وجدت أئمة الدعوة في نجد يشترطون قيام الحجة والحمد لله ونقلت عنهم نصوص الكثير في كتاب دحر الافتراءات. He says, as I mentioned to you earlier, I found the أئمة of this دعوة, الدعوة السلفية in نجد, they make it a condition that the proof has to be established upon the people, والحمد لله. They have to establish the proof. That's why you find the ulama, they says, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الْكُفْرِ وَقَعَ الْكُفْرُ عَلَيْهِ. They mention that it's not necessarily that whoever fall into an action of kufr that he's a kafir, he's a disbeliever. And they mention by this qa'idah, until that person is taught what you are upon is disbelief because of this, because of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the explanation of this, this is what the Sahaba were upon, this is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us. If that person still deny all this, that's the person that they say, now he's a disbeliever. Not anybody who act upon a disbelief, act of disbelief, he's a disbeliever. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله أقول هذا لأن بعض الناس يسمع كلمة كفر في هذا الكتاب فيذهب يكفر الناس. The Sheikh says, why I bring more details to this matter? He says, because some people may hear this statement in my book, in this book, Imam al-Sabuni's book, for instance, kufr, because he says that the Ahl al-Hadith, al-Salaf, they consider as disbelievers those who oppose that they are upon. He says, I don't want anybody to just hear this kufr and go, says, and he become to tell the people, yeah, they disbelievers. Yeah, you see those guys over there, they disbelievers. He says, no. That's why the Shaykh, he brings these details. قال فالتكفير أمر صعب. He says to consider someone a disbeliever, this is not easy. This is a very dangerous path. إنسان يقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويؤمن بالجنة والنار والقرآن والسنة إلى آخره ويرى نفسه مسلما وهناك شبهات كثيرة من علماء السوء. هذا يكفر دون إقامة الحجة عليه أمر صعب. The Sheikh says, for example, a person who say لا إله إلا الله, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this person, beside that he believes in the Jannah, believes in the hellfire, believe in the Quran, in the Sunnah, etc. The Sheikh says, this person, he consider himself Muslim, and this person, he's surrounded by so many shubuhats, so many falsehoods and doubts from the scholars of evil, the evil scholars. He says, without establishing the proof, without bringing this person, make things clear to him, he says, just like that, consider him as a kafir, a disbeliever. He said, this is something that sahab, it's difficult to do. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله أعتقد أن كثير من علماء السوء معاندون لكن نستطيع أن نعين لا نستطيع أن نعين. The Sheikh says, I believe that many among the scholars of evil who call to evil, they famous among their people. He says, I believe that they are stubborn. They stubborn, meaning they know the truth and they stubborn, and they hold on to what they are upon, the falsehood they are upon. He says, but still with that, we cannot say such and such is a disbeliever. We can't, because the proof is not established against them. قال يعرفون أن الحق مع أهل الدعوة السلفية. He says, yes, this famous so-called scholars who call to evil, they know that the truth is with the people who call to da'wah salafiyya. They know that. يَعْرِفُونَ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ مَعَهُمْ. They know that the truth is with Ahlul Hadith, السلف. قال وَقَدْ يَعْتَرَفَ عَدُوا مِنْ كِبَارُ الصُّوفِيَّ بِأَنَّ الْحَقَّ مَعَ السَّلَفِيِّينَ. Shaykh Rabi' Hafat Ali says, a big number of Sufis, those who are upon Sufiyya, they recognize the truth is with the Salafis. Naam, they say, naam, the truth is not with them. The truth is with those people who are upon the manhaj and the aqidah of the Salaf. Now you will, maybe question may come to you, so why they don't accept it, right? He's going to mention the Shaykh why. قال وذكر الشيخ تقي الدين الهلالي رحمه الله عن اثنين من كبار الصوفية الأشعرية أنهم يعتقدون أن السلفيين هم أهل السنة. شيخ تقي الدين الهلالي رحمه الله, he mentioned two from the main and major leaders and so-called scholars of the Sufis who are upon the way of the Ash'aris, Sufis and Ash'aris, that they believe that the Salafiyin, they are Ahlul Sunnah. They say that it's not them. They believe these Sufis who are upon the Aqidah of Al-Ash'ariyya, they believe that the Salafiyun, they are Ahlul Sunnah. يقولون عن السلفيين هم على الحق ونحن على الباطل. This big major, big shots as well, I don't even want to say scholars, these big shots in Sufis, they say, Naam, the Salafis are upon the haq and we are upon falsehood. They say that. وَلَمَّا قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَلِمَاذَا لَا تَأْخُذُونَ بِهَذَا الْمَنْهَجِ. Now here is the question. Then he was said to them, since you know, you believe that the Salafiyun, they are upon the haq and you the Sufis, the Ash'aris, you're upon falsehood, why don't you follow the manhaj al-Salaf? Why don't you follow the haq? Why don't you follow manhaj al-Salaf? What was going to be the answer? قالوا وكيف نترك الناس. They say, okay, if we accept this manhaj, what are we going to do with the people? People behind us, man, what are we going to do with them? يعني وراء الشيخ ربيع, he says, he explained this experience, he says, يعني وراءهم أناس يقبلون أيديهم وأرجلهم ويقدمون لهم الأموال الطائلة فكيف يتركونهم. الشيخ ربيع says, behind these big shots, laymans kiss their hands, kiss their feet. They consider them to be something, subhanAllah, untouchable. Alright? And they give them a lot of money. Now, these big shot Sufis, for example, in Africa, in Asia, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and other in Africa, West Africa, they rule the countries. They're the real rulers of those countries. Whatever they say goes, of course, by Allah's will. If they tell people, look, bring all your gold and bring all your money, they bring it in no time. They don't. It's not like some people, you keep bringing them all the ayahs to spend and they still love musta'an. These people, Sufis, if their big shot Mawlana, as they call them, says bring everything, they will bring everything. They don't even think about it. Look how they respect them. So that's why this Shaykh says, oh, we're going to leave these people, leave dunya, possessions. قال الشيخ يعني هم مثل اليهود. He said, these Sufis, they resemble the Jews, the Yahud. Why? Because the Yahud, Allah tells us about them, اشتروا بآياتي الله ثمنا قليلا. Instead to act upon what Allah revealed to them, they put that behind their backs for some money, for some dunya, some position. Likewise, these people, they know the haq, but they don't want to act upon it. Why? Because those people, they're going to know the haq, they're not going to kiss their feet anymore. They're not going to serve them and come and do everything for them. And they are not going to give them their money because now they know the haq. I can't just give you my money. Why? I give it to you. That's why they keep them ignorant, so they can manage them. So they can be easy for them, tell them, go here, go there, go there. No questions asked. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فالذي أعتقده أن كثيرا منهم في البلدان الإسلامية يعرفون أن الحق مع أهل السنة والحديث والسلفيين ولكن من أجل المصالح والمآرب والمناصب والأغراض الدنيوية يعاندون ويستكبرون مع الأسف وكثير من الناس من أهل الأهواء يعرف الحق ولكن يحاربه لأغراض وأسباب دنيوية. الشيخ said that which he believed, that many of these deviants, those who oppose the creed of the Salaf in many Muslim lands, they know the truth. They know that the truth is with Ahl Sunnah wal Hadith. They know that the Haqq, the truth, is with the Salafiyin. But why they don't adhere to it? Material things, material gains, possessions. This man has possession, why are you going to leave it? They have gains in this dunya. That's what keep them stubborn. And say bad things about Ahl Sunnah, and so they can keep their positions in this dunya. The Shaykh says, and they grow arrogant for this dunya, unfortunately. He says, many of the people of desires, they know the truth, but they fight the truth. They know it. Ikhwan Muslimin, many of them know the haqq, but they fight it, as you see. Why? Because the haqq doesn't get them to what they want, because the haqq is the haqq. But them, they want to play games. They know the haqq, they fight it. Why? Because they have purposes. They have plans in this life, wal-iyadu billah. For material gains, they give up the truth for a little portion of this dunya, wal-iyadu billah. قال وأحرزوا لأنفسهم ولمن دعوهم إليها بركتها. هذا مدح لهؤلاء السلف رضوان الله عليهم. He says, Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله, he mentioned that a Salaf, by them adhering to the sound creed that is taken from the Quran and the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is the Sahaba, they adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah. And those who come after them, they adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah upon the understanding of the companions. And they call others to it, they disseminate it. And they warn the people against any creeds that oppose the creed of Ahl Sunnah, the creed of the Salaf. He says, by this they earn a lot of respect and blessings. Sheikh Rabi'i says, this is the Sheikh here, Imam al-Sabuni, is praising the Salaf, Ridwanullah alayhim. Because the aqidah that they are upon contains khair and barakah, good and blessings. Wal-barakah hiya ziyada wal-numu fil amri nafi'. Then the Sheikh Rabi'i says, barakah, which is usually explained as blessings, you know, Allah put some blessings in this money. He says, barakah is increase in that which is beneficial. That's the barakah. It's an increase in that which is beneficial. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ لِهَذِهِ الْعَقِيدَةِ ثِمَارًا عَظِيمًا. The Shaykh Rabi' Hamadali says, no doubt that this aqidah, the aqidah of a Salaf, the creed of the Salaf, has many great fruits, many great fruits. لأن الاعتقاد الصحيح يوصلك إلى الحق ويوصلك إلى الجنة إن شاء الله. He says, because the sound creed lead you to the truth, to be upon the truth. And the truth lead you to the Jannah, إن شاء الله. Only the حق lead you to the Jannah. إذا أخلصت لله في هذا الاعتقاد وفي أعمالك الصالحة فهذا لا شك أن من بركاته وآثاره الطيبة أنك تسعد وتحظى برضا الله في الدنيا والآخرة وبجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض. The Shaykh says, if you are sincere, while you are upon this creed, You're not just following for other reasons. You're upon this creed because it is the haqq, it is the truth. And you adhere to it, having ikhlas sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, you're sincere in your belief, you're sincere in your actions, righteous actions. Whenever you do righteous actions, you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely for Allah. He says, no doubt, this is from the barakat, the blessings, and the good effects, the pure effects and fruits of this sound creed, which allow you to be happy and to earn the pleasure of Allah in this life and the hereafter. And therefore, you will be amongst those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits in the paradise that is as wide as the heavens and the earth. So the Shaykh, he mentioned now the some of the fruits and of the sound creed. Because only this sound creed that the Salaf were upon lead to the truth. And if a person is not upon the truth, they are upon falsehood, wal'iyadu billah. And only the haqq leads to the Jannah and leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the importance when you see the ulama constantly teaching the aqeedah, they mention that the aqeedah is very important, here asas and this is very important. Because that's what leads to the Jannah. And why were we here in this dunya? To fight one another who drives better cars? Who has better businesses and houses? Who has more money? MashaAllah. People can't compete with that. As long as they don't forget about the aqeedah. Because houses and money doesn't get the people to Jannah. This one here, the creed. Naam, a person can, mashallah, get a better business, can better himself, alhamdulillah, make better money, no problem. Islam doesn't make this haram. As long as that person get his earnings from means that are halal, means that are permissible and lawful. And in the same time, that the dunya doesn't prevent and take that person away from working for the hereafter. قال وأفضوا إلى ما قدموه من ثواب اعتقادهم لها إن شاء الله. يعني الشخص المعين لا تلزم له بجنة ولا نار. Another point the Shaykh Rabih wa ta'ala mentioned, because Imam al-Sabuni, he praised the Salaf, that anyone who adhere to the way of the Salaf, he is from the winners, successful. Okay, because they are upon the haqq. But here, he said this is in general. Shaykh Rabi'i says in general, those who adhere to the aqidah of the Salaf, the creed of the Salaf, because the creed of the Salaf is the creed, is the sound creed that the Sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum, they were upon. Because it is taken from the proper sources, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Na'am, in general, those who adhere to the creed of the Salaf, they are upon the haqq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised these people the Jannah." He says, "Lakin al-shakhs al-mu'ayyin la tajzim lahu bi jannati wa nar." He said, this is in general, but as for individuals, you don't like point out certain people, he's in the Jannah. They see that brother upon this aqidah, he's from the people of Jannah. Or that person is from the people of the hellfire. He says, la. وَإِنَّمَا تَرْجُوا لِلصَّالِحِ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَخَافُوا عَلِيهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. He says, but rather, the person who is righteous, doing righteous actions, upon the right path, you hope that they will be from the people of Jannah, and you're afraid that they may end up in a hellfire and in the punishment of Allah. وَتَخَافُ عَلَى الطَّالِحِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَتَرْجُوا لَهُ الرَّحْمَةِ. And the one who's wronging himself, you're afraid for them, you fear for them that they may be from the people of the hellfire, and you hope that the mercy of Allah be upon them. أما القطع والجزم فلا نقطع ولا نجزم لأحد معين إلا من شهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شهد له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, as for pointing out individuals. Yes, that person, you see that person, he's from the people of Jannah. That person right there, he's certainly from the people of the hellfire. He says, no, we don't do this unless if we know that certain people, certain individuals, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they are from the people of Jannah. قال كالعشر المبشرين بالجنة. Like the 10 people who are mentioned in one narration from the people of Jannah. Of course, and the head of them is the Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhum. And the rest is Talha wa Zubair wa Abdul Rahman ibn Auf wa Abu Ubaida ibn al-Jarrah wa Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas wa Sa'id ibn Zayd. Hum khadalik? 10, right? Somebody was counting? طيب. وثابت بن قيس بن شماس, he says ثابت بن قيس بن شماس والجارية التي كانت تسرع. And then there is this lady that she used to have seizures, right, seizures. And she came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she said that she has seizures, and when she get this, so her awra get exposed. And but she came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said to him, يا أو مسنجر of Allah, ask Allah to cure me. He said to her, if you want, I ask Allah to cure you, but if you want to be patient, and you will be from the people of Jannah. She said, I'll be patient, Allahu Akbar. I'll be patient. That's why the Shaykh says, there are women that she has to have seizures. Wa ahlu Badr, the people of Badr, they are from the people of Jannah. Wa ahlu Bay'at al-Ridwan, the pleasure, the pledge of the Ridwan, they are from the people of Jannah. Wa amfalu ha'ula, and the like of this. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يدخل النار أحد ممن بايع تحت الشجرة. Then he mentioned يرحمك الله. Then he mentioned the hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, no one will enter the hellfire from those who give the pledge to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم under the tree. Okay. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فهؤلاء نشهد لهم بالجنة. These we bear witness for them the Jannah. وَمَنْ عَدَاهُمْ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَالْفُضَلَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ نَرْجُ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ رَجَاءً قَوِيًّا وَلَا نَقْطَعُ بِذَلِكُمْ مَعَ ذَلِكَ نَخَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ عَلَى بَعْضِهِمْ. He says, these ones that are mentioned now, yes, they are from the people of Jannah. By the text of the Prophet ﷺ, from the Prophet ﷺ. He says, as for other than them, from the scholars, the noble and the righteous, he says, we hope that they are from the people of Jannah. Yes, we strongly hope that they are from the people of Jannah, but we don't say just because they were righteous and they were scholars, they are from the people of Jannah. And with that, we're afraid that some of them, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, so now, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll just remind you of what we covered briefly in tonight's class. That we're still reading from the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the book by Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah, the explanation of our beloved Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. The Shaykh is still explaining in the Muqaddima, the introduction of Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah. Because in his introduction to Imam al-Sabuni, he was mentioning the reason why he compiled this Aqidah. And based on a question and request from some of the Muslims who requested that he will compile and write for them the Aqidah of the Salaf, that which the companions and Tabi'un they were upon. And it is very important for us to study the Aqidah of the Salaf, because it is the Haqq, it is the truth. It is that which lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which lead to the Jannah. Al-Aqidah Sahiha hi al-Asas. The sound creed is the foundation. And the foundation has to be strong. And all of the rest of the deeds follow this creed. If the creed is sound, the rest of the deeds are sound. And the opposite is true. So much so that even the innovators, those who are opposed to Aqidah, the sound create. They know the truth is with As-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. They know that the Haqq is with them. And what prevent them is dunya wal-iyadu billah. Desires, love for this dunya. They don't want to give up the dunya, wealth. They don't want to give up positions. Wal-iyadu billah. And it's very important for us to know that the aqeedah of a salaf is that which the sahaba were upon. And this will help us a lot if you're in an environment and the people, they have different belief, and you be able to call them to the haqq. Tell them, because the aqeedah of the sahaba is taken from the book of Allah and from the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But these creeds, they're taken from innovations, from things that are made by certain people who oppose that which the sahaba they were upon. And you explain to the people that the haqq is with the sahaba. That was the sahaba they were upon. Nobody is better than them. So how could it be possible for certain people to come after like almost 1,000 years after the sahaba and to be on something that the sahaba were not upon and still claim that they are right? No. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon the creed of the salaf. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. وسلم تسليما كثيرا